The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, our guest panelist, it's Professor Leslie Mayo.
Not really a professor.
Well, you can be a professor today. Okay. You know, you're on the panel.
I'm an associate registrar.
Hysterical objects.
Yes, yeah. Hysterical objects at the Institute for Higher Learning. I mean the Center for...
The Center for Collections and Research at Cranbrook.
Boy. Yes, excellent. I mean, is Cranbrook just called Cranbrook?
It's Cranbrook Educational Community.
Oh, my.
CEC.
CEC. See, I knew something was going on there.
And it consists of five schools.
Entities.
A graduate college, an art museum, and an Institute of Science, and then the Center for Collections and Research.
Wow.
And the Cranbrook Archives.
And, of course, a beautiful campus that Dan Maggio, our next person to be introduced, once biked around.
I did. It's very nice.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. In fall, especially.
It is.
Absolutely.
I've been to some art shows there, and I stole some flowers once from the house.
Oh, that was you, huh?
I heard about that from the House and Gardens, ladies.
Send them an invoice.
It is a very pretty campus, if you live in the area.
Dave, busily filling out our show coordination sheet, Professor Dave Chow from the College for Creative Studies.
Pleasure to be here, Chow, man. As always.
Excellent. Doodles from our last show? What did you draw for our last show?
Oh, I was just drawing Elvis, that's all.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, we were talking, was it Carol Perkins or whatever?
Yeah, so that's right. It's a cool start.
I'm getting my drawing chops back again. I got to start up soon enough.
And a Via Rail locomotive and cars.
We'll get there.
Well, that's cool. We heard, of course, the voice of Professor Jim Tubbs from Religious Studies.
Yes.
Who, you're pretty well traveled by train, I'd say. Europe?
Well, yeah, in Europe. Mm-hmm. There just aren't that many good routes around. Although this summer, when I was in New York, I was going to New London, Connecticut. So I took Amtrak over there. It's very smooth and nice. And with Wi-Fi.
Nice. Yep. Well, that's always nice. Mm-hmm. Yes, that helps pass the time. There's something magical.
Lots of leg room compared to flying. I do a lot more flying. And
get around.
Last but most certainly not least, I'm assuming you were drinking coffee, Professor Heather Hill Vasquez.
Yes, I was drinking coffee.
English.
Irish coffee.
No, it's not Irish coffee.
Do you wish
Ukrainian?
Do you wish it was Irish?
Hungarian? Romanian?
About now,
Spanish?
I do. So my daughter Olivia, who goes to the lovely Cranbrook, informed me this morning that today is the last day of the Harry Potter books.
Oh, that's right.
It's the day, apparently, when the parents send their children off to Cranbrook, when Harry and his friends are adults.
That's right.
And so she says,
it's the first day of school. It's September 1st.
Right, yeah, exactly. So they're sending the next generation off to Hogwarts today.
That's kind of freaky.
Oh,
that's
like 19 years from now.
Yes, the 19 years from now in the book.
Okay, it's sort of like that Back to the Future day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Harry Potter is over. What can we do?
Well, no. So, as I said to her, you know, there is this kind of distinction between reality and fiction.
What?
Only a fiction professor would say something like that. Folks, this is a program you could send us questions regarding anything, fiction or nonfiction. If you stump our panel, you win a prize. If you don't stump the panel, you win a prize. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp or find us on the Facebook. We've got some great questions sent to us back in June from Rachel Ralston, Norwalk, Iowa, if I remember correctly. Dear Matt and panelists, once again, it's time for me to send in questions. I believe the last time I sent in questions, it was on Detroit street addresses, but that took some time to do that research. Rather than doing that this time, I'm staying with my default of no particular topic in mind, whatever hits me, and yes, the random button on Wikipedia, just to see what pops up. 20 questions, and I hope they prove challenging. Sincerely, Rachel Ralston.
Thanks, Rachel.
Thanks for sending us some great questions, Rachel.
Good.
Send more.
Let's see what happens. We start cooking with Crisco here. What is Walt Disney's middle name?
I just looked that up on Wikipedia in the last week.
Really?
Yes, Elias.
It's Elias.
Elias,
yes. Hopefully many Detroiters will remember our old friend, the Elias brothers, Big Boy. Oh, yes. Those were the days. No Bob's Big Boy around here. All Elias brothers. What type of creatures would live in a device called a formicarium.
Ants?
Ants, yeah.
Oh, was it an ant farm?
Was it Uncle Milton's or whatever?
Yeah, we had a little green, had a green frame. Yeah. And
with a little farm scene in the background.
Pick up ants and put them inside.
Latin for ant is formus, so that makes sense. They are full of formic acid.
That is true.
What fictional vehicle was driven by Jim Douglas?
Jim Douglas?
Fictional vehicle.
Fictional like, vehicle.
Sometimes it drove him.
Like Speed Buggy?
Not a cartoon.
Herbie the Love Bug?
Herbie the Love Bug.
Oh, okay. Okay. I kept on thinking animated. That's all.
We used to watch those movies in school.
Wait, that was Dean Jones, right?
That was our special treat at school. We got to watch Herbie the Love Bug.
Go ahead, say it.
Gus the Football Kicking Mule.
Hey, come on. That was when Dexter Riley, played by Kurt Russell, was still a sweet kid.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
His pre-Snake Plissken days.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, unbelievable.
And Jan Michael Vincent was the kid who ran really fast. He was like ran as fast as a cheetah.
Oh, my gosh.
We watched Jan all those at the Shrine.
Pre-Airwolf days.
Yes.
Jan Michael Vincent was in every teenage-oriented show.
Oh, my God. Well, this one we might be able to approach mathematically, so we're lucky to have Dan here.
Dan?
No pressure.
Everybody knows that, of course, Detroit is in Wayne County, but we can start with the number one. How many Wayne counties are there in the United States?
Lord. 25.
Less than 50. That's
what you're gonna go for. I figured half.
You know, it's lower than 25.
18.
Close enough. It's 15. 15 Wayne counties.
Again, if Kendra was here, we would have nailed it.
Yes, because she would have guessed after me. Yes.
Kendra were here.
Oh, who's that too?
Dang.
My bad. Use of the subjunctive.
This is what we get for having an English professor.
Can you diagram that out for us?
No.
Can you diagram a sentence still?
Yeah, I can still do that.
I can't.
But that's not really what I do. I don't teach.
We used to diagram them right down off the board in junior high school.
I get upset about that.
She teaches literature and analysis.
Literature.
Wait a minute, you're supposed to say that with your teeth clean.
She's not really worried how you construct the sentence as long as it's meaningful and impactful.
Yes.
With oomph.
Except for the subjunctive that annoys me.
Okay, all right.
In what state do you find Oral Roberts University?
Oklahoma.
It's Oklahoma.
Tulsa.
Yes, Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's
right. The tower.
Let's see if we can get past any possible jokey answers to what, who once had the infamous nickname, the Scourge of God?
Jim Baker?
You could also say Joel Osteen if you want to.
Oh, as of late? Well, yeah. Too soon. Too soon.
Too soon? Not at all.
Not at all. He deserves every minute.
The Scourge of God.
Karl Rove.
Scourge Brad of God.
Osmond? Not Brad Osmond.
Is this biblical?
It is not. However, it is ancient.
Oh.
Ancient.
Darn.
Nero?
I mean, you're getting closer. It's not Nero.
Is it something like...
Mark Antony?
Was it like the... the Grand Inquisitor?
Yeah.
Somebody that probably single-handedly took out a lot of people.
Oh.
Ivan the Terrible?
Getting closer.
Attila the Hun?
Attila the Hun. It was Attila the Hun.
How in the world does
that... So he was considered like the wrath of God descending on people?
Right, right. Okay. I believe that he would have been the kind of personality that embraced that kind of...
I'm sure he would have, yes. You know?
So, man, how do you get a cool nickname like that?
His God-given duty.
Yes, exactly.
I still like Leslie's answer, Brad Osmond.
If a U.S. coin has a very small capital D near the year, what does that mean?
That it was minted in Denver.
Minted in Denver, absolutely.
Denver, or P, Philadelphia, or S, San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? They were talking about that the 2009 coins are suddenly, there's a mad rush for them.
Because?
I guess they minted very few of them.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, because I think that was also a year of a depression. Yeah, so right about now some...
We ran out of base metals.
Pretty much, yeah. There I think they were printing on aluminum foil. Oh. So.
What city has the Lester B. Pearson Airport?
Toronto.
Toronto.
Toronto it is. Well-traveled.
I remember that distinctly because there was one year we had a family trip. My dad's 72 Torino almost overheated.
Oh, my.
In front of the airport.
Oh.
And I remember, like, this was back in the day when you couldn't buy, like, Chinese groceries in Detroit. So every year we would take the annual trek to Toronto to stock up.
Wow.
So here's my dad with the Torino, no air conditioning, two kids in the back. Wow. And we're overheating by the airport. Mm. So,
did you have groceries piled in your lap?
In the trunk.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So, what 60s and 70s folk singer reportedly had relationships with both Bob Dylan and Steve Jobs?
Joan Baez?
It was Joan Baez. Yes, it was, indeed.
Wow.
Way to go, Joan.
Go, Joan.
Or poor Joan.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know.
Also, poor Joan. What is the highest number that can be called in a standard bingo game?
64.
Mm, that's not what it says here.
I-72.
No. 72. No, 80.
It's higher. It's less than 80, but higher than 72.
78? 79?
It says 75 here.
Well, yeah, because that's to be divisible by 5.
75,
oh,
yeah.
Okay, all right. So does that make sense? I cannot remember the last time I played bingo. So
The only bingo I've been playing is Trump bingo. So
yeah, because there are 15 numbers for each column.
There you go.
Okay.
What are the two time zones that Canada does not share with the U.S.?
The Atlantic Maritime.
Atlantic?
Well, Vancouver
is
Pacific.
There's the one in Nova Scotia, right?
Yeah, that's Atlantic.
That's the Maritime one.
Okay.
Yeah, one of them's an hour off.
Yeah, it's half. Yeah.
Right. But that's not its name. Newfoundland.
Newfoundland time.
Atlantic. What do you call it? Atlantic Maritime. Yeah. And Newfoundland is what it says. Yep.
I want to go back to Gander sometime.
That is wonderful country
it's
out
beautiful.
There.
Beautiful. And it smells good.
And there's lots of lobster.
Lots of balsam trees.
Oh, lobster.
Lobster.
Sounds idyllic.
Mm-hmm. There was that one time we drove out there. We hopped across from Maine to New Brunswick. And we rented a little cottage. And I remember we turned on the television. It's channel 2 and Channel 56 from Detroit.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And they're beamed all over Canada.
Why?
Because we one time had a satellite dish at our mountain house, and all you could pick up was Telstar and stuff like that. Yet the dish would move around. And from Western Saskatchewan and Alberta and even Vancouver, I could pick up Channel 56 and Channel 4.
I love
Detroit.
It.
I was just like, look, honey, there's a traffic jam on 696 back home.
This is a little bit of a head scratch, but I think if you just sort of break it down, you can do it. What is considered America's largest non-grocery selling retail store? So you can't pick any store that sells
groceries.
Kohl's? I wouldn't have guessed this, but it's not.
Well, like a Home Depot?
You're getting closer.
It's not Lowe's?
Because I believe that, especially
Menards.
During the 60s and 70s
sells food.
And the 80s, they franchised up the wazoo. That's what these people did. And that's why they're everywhere. You can't escape this brand, if you will.
Is it Bed Bath & Beyond?
It is not Bed Bath & Beyond.
So the largest chain that does not sell food.
Does not sell groceries is what it
TJ
says.
TJ Maxx.
Nope. Nope.
Pennies or Sears?
Marshalls? Or
nope.
Sears they have down. Food in there.
Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
Not groceries.
They were going down for 10 years now.
Or more.
Okay, so no food.
I'm trying to think of what's actually around. That
you guys were closest
food.
With Home Depot, but I want you to think about the fact that
Ace Hardware?
It's Ace is what it is.
Really?
Yeah, because in the area, we've got 17 Ace Hardwares around us. If you count
but they're
just
not
the
very
stores.
Big.
Yeah, it's true.
But
it's
the
true.
Only one that counts?
Durst.
Yeah, I know.
Which one?
Durst.
Free popcorn
11
in Berkeley.
And Coolidge.
Yeah. 11 and Coolidge.
Well,
okay.
With the big everything.
I know that one.
People who know what they're talking about.
And they also have a polar bear in the lobby, too.
It
helps.
I haven't had the chance to brag about this yet, but the time will come that all four of my children's great-grandfathers shopped there. So by the time one of them gets cognizant enough to go buy something and one of the Durst family inquires, be like, fourth generation, I'm sure we're not the only ones, but I think it's kind of cool. What city was the birthplace of Jerry Lewis? Think about it while we take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
This set of questions comes from Amy DeSantis. And she writes, I've decided to take pity on you and send you more questions. Harry Truman once said that if you want a friend in Washington, get a dog. So I've decided.
It didn't work for me.
You mean Buddy.
I got Buddy.
That's right. You're probably sleeping with Buddy right now.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
I'm sorry. Hillary's mad at me.
So these are questions about the first dogs, as Amy calls them. What American president is considered the father of the American foxhound?
I have sex with that foxhound.
I don't think you should share that.
Washington.
That's right. No. He crossed the staghounds given to him by the Marquis de Lafayette with his own smaller black and tan Virginia hounds, creating the American Foxhound.
I'll be darned.
Roof.
He did know this. But the guy like couldn't seem to win a battle.
Well, he's too busy taking pictures of these dogs fooling around. You know?
And we are back with some very awesome questions from our old friend, Rachel Ralston. And we are looking at what city was the birthplace of Jerry Lewis. Sadly, of course, he very, very recently to the recording of this show passed away. It was Newark, New Jersey, the Nutty Professor himself. I actually like reading the Entertainment Weekly when a celebrity of that magnitude passes away, because they usually have a, if you don't know anything about this person, watch these five movies and you'll get the basic idea.
Yeah.
That was definitely one of them.
So, you know, on the, I don't know what channel it is. It's one of the two channels. What's My Line is on. They do What's My Line, a secret, and Tell the Truth.
Yeah.
So, on What's My Line, there's always a celebrity guest that comes on.
Jerry Lewis
was on just a couple weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Like, even before, I mean, he must have been like 23 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, well, maybe not that young, but pretty young. And it was before he went on the road with Dean Martin and hooked up with Dean Martin, but he was really young, skinny, funny. I mean, he was always funny, but it's fun to see.
Back when Kitty Carlisle was only middle age.
Oh, my.
And Peggy Cass.
Tom Poston.
There are people on there that, if it wasn't for the show, they would have no celebrity status.
Right.
They just dress up in gowns and jewels and go on the show and ask questions.
Yeah. Who's that Miss America that's on there?
If I weren't in such a good mood, I weren't correct.
No. I'll stop.
I'm just kidding. Other.
I could be wrong.
I like having fun with you.
Let's throw Dan another bone here and go mathematically. What percentage of the world's coffee is produced in Brazil?
38%.
62%.
I got to give it to Jim. It's 33%.
Wow.
Yeah, it's about a third of the coffee in the world.
Fantastic.
Very interesting side note, by the way. There are two major species of coffee, and the one isn't distributed essentially at all in the United States of America. I think it's called Robusta.
Well,
we just don't like it, you know?
I've had some coffee from Costa Rica that was this color.
Wait a minute.
You didn't sleep for a week.
That wasn't that bad guano coffee, was it?
No, it was not bad guano. Okay. It was delicious coffee, but boy, howdy.
It was the monkey poop.
Oh, that's
Jim was pointing at our black-topped table when he...
jet
black coffee. One-third of the world's coffee from Brazil. What British rock band's last album was titled Fool in the Rain, and then they broke up in 1980, right after?
1980.
Mm-hmm. Very famous rock band. Initials LZ.
Led Zeppelin?
Led Zeppelin is what it says here.
Fool. Okay, well.
What action figure was outfitted with a special, quote, kung fu grip, unquote?
Big Jim or G.I. Joe. One of the two.
Yes.
I had a Big Jim Campbell.
Dan and I both share this Big Jim, G.I. Joe frame of reference.
I did.
Remember when you said something a little bit before about all two of our fans?
Yeah.
There's Big Jim, and we got both of them in here.
Don't laugh. Richard Anderson passed away yesterday.
Really?
Richard Anderson?
No, Oscar Goldman.
Oh, Oscar Goldman.
That's right.
From Six Million Dollar Man.
Yep.
Oscar Goldman.
Hey, I liked his outfits. He was pretty snazzy.
He was.
Which U.S. First Lady vehemently lobbied to get rid of roadside billboards as part of her Beautification of America campaign?
That would be Lady Bird Johnson.
Lady Bird, yes. Ooh. Absolutely correct. And now look where we are. Maybe she had something going.
She did get a lot of stuff planted along the interstates.
That is for sure. According to the TV show MASH, what's Hawkeye's father's name?
Oh,
wow. Okay.
Geez.
It was played by Robert Alda in an episode. I remember that.
Oh, my gosh.
No. He was the reporter.
The fact you can remember that, though. Wow.
Crabapple Cove.
Right. Maine.
Uh-huh.
It's not Benjamin.
It's very interesting you say that. According to the MASH novel,
a senior, wasn't
it's
it?
Big Benji or Benjamin Pierce. But that's not what it was in the show.
Okay.
It was different than that. And it wasn't slightly different.
Because I remember he wrote letters home. Dear Dad.
Right.
He was a lobster fisherman, apparently. So you guys got
in the off season.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if it's the episode where his father thinks that he's been killed, and that's where he's trying to get through to him.
Right.
There are multiple episodes where he wrote back home.
Yeah, but to actually hear his name.
Yeah.
Shares the same first name as someone at the table.
Jim.
Daniel.
Daniel. Dr. Daniel Pierce is what it says. Yep.
Oh.
Daniel
Pierce. I didn't know I was a
doctor. Hawkeye's dad.
Not in the book.
Fantastic.
No. TV show.
Didn't know you were a lobster fisherman either.
I eat it.
Last but most certainly not least, what state contains the southernmost point of the Appalachian Mountains?
Georgia.
It's not what it says here.
What?
It says it goes all the way to...
Florida?
Alabama?
Alabama is what it says here, yeah.
I don't think so.
I mean, if it does, then it's probably just towing right over the line.
Yeah, it's got to be a hill, not a hill.
Well, I don't know. With the hurricane as of late, it might not be there anymore.
Yeah,
so.
Well, that's also true.
All right.
That is also true. I contacted my faculty buddy who teaches at Loyola New Orleans because they're getting hit pretty hard by lots of water, too. And I said, Mike, how's it going? He says, it's not horrible, but it's not good. I'm really worried about my vacation home in Houston. And I'm like, that's really snarky. And he goes, no, I have I had a vacation home around Houston that I don't have anymore. I'm like,
yikes.
And for the record, this is going to be news gold. I don't mean that in a positive sense. Very soon, a very large number of people left New Orleans after Katrina and moved to Houston because they thought that moving inland was going to help them survive this climate.
Well, and that's who welcomed them. I mean, there were huge busloads that went to Houston. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
Man.
All right. Indeed. Dear Matt and panelists, in commemoration of this year's Father's Day, we're a little bit late, but maybe we're a little bit early. I came up with the topic of famous fathers. I hope you'll use them on your show. I had a blast coming up with the 10 questions, and it's my way of celebrating my dad. Best wishes, Amy Dixon, who's written us a ton of questions before, so we're very happy to have these questions about famous dads.
Dads or fathers?
You know, good question.
Father Mulcahy and stuff like that.
So exactly. So the first question is, who played Father Mulcahy on the
William
TV show MASH?
William Christopher.
Who played Father Mulcahy in the movie MASH?
Robert Duvall.
No, it's a French name. What's his name?
Cromwell?
French name.
Tall.
He was also on Star Trek.
Star Trek.
DS9.
James Cromwell?
Rene Abajuano.
That's right.
Odo. Let's just call him Odo.
Very good. Very good. Who's Carrie Fisher's famous dad?
Eddie Fisher.
Good old Eddie Fisher. Carrie Fisher, who my son Joseph was delighted to find out after her passing that they share the same birthday. So no, he'll never forget Princess Leia for the rest of his life.
Or forget his birthday.
Or his own birthday. Well, we only have a few more weeks till the last Star Wars movie ever with Princess Leia in it, so that's kind of sad.
I can't wait.
It's going to be great. Kirk Douglas is father to 4 sons. Can you name 3?
Wow.
Mike Douglas.
Mm-hmm. Kirk Jr.?
John.
No. I'm not sure that any of the other ones, I'm afraid, are...
Did any of the other ones do anything?
No, yeah, I don't think
Richard?
So.
That we would
How about same first name as the first pope?
Peter.
Peter and...
Paul?
The very first human George? Host of Mystery Science Theater 3000?
What?
What?
Come on.
No.
Leslie will fill it in.
Help us out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, great.
Mike.
No, Mike was not the first host. Oh. What do you think, sirs? Oh, is Joel is what I'm going
Joel.
For.
Okay.
And right. Eric. Everybody knows Eric Douglas.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Have they done any? Do we know them? I don't think they've done anything. They've all done something important.
She said name 3 or 4. She was trying
the news.
Trying to help us.
Just not in the public eye.
In the public eye.
Oh, my gosh.
We just all passed a brainstone
on that they are very valuable contributing members of society.
They did do something awesome. They had a dad named Kirk.
They did.
And isn't
they
he still alive?
Do have
Absolutely
a dad.
Still he alive. He's like 99. Turned 99 this summer.
He's the new Abe Vigoda.
Yeah, he is. Time to let him back in the wild. Who's considered to be the father of genetics?
No.
Oh, boy.
I don't.
Does it begin with an M?
Yes, it does.
Gregor Mendel.
That's right.
Gregor.
If Jacob were here, we'd get that one right
like
for sure.
I'd like to note that for Stephanie's not here.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Or Heredity, as they called it then.
Oh, my gosh. Who were the two main stars of the 1997 movie Father's Day?
Father's Day?
Mm-hmm. Very well known.
Why does it sounds like
duel
a...
Duel of comedians.
Eddie Murphy?
Mm-mm.
No.
It sounds like a Sinbad movie or something like that.
Initials RW. Don't think too hard. Very famous comedian.
Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm. And B.C.
Oh, Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal. Okay. That's right. I don't remember anything about the movie, but,
I mean, you figure that it's got plenty of star power.
Yeah.
It must have stunk up the joint.
Did something. On the TV show Bonanza, who are Ben Cartwright's three sons?
Little Joe, Adam.
That's it. You got it. Yeah. Pernell Roberts, Dan Blocker, and Michael Landon, of course, as Little Joe. Our son Joe was Little Joe for a very long time. Fathers Ernst Alt, Candido Amantini, Raymond J. Bishop, Angelo Fantoni, and Edward Hughes are known for doing what in the Catholic Church?
Missionaries?
They're not missionaries. They're one of the very few people that are allowed to do something for the Holy See.
Oh, to perform exorcisms?
Perform exorcisms. Ooh. Yes. They're the exorcism squad. Ooh,
cool. The fun squad.
Pretty crazy, right? Joe Reddington, a kennel owner, is considered to be the father of what famous race?
Kentucky Derby?
Not the Kentucky Derby. You're actually thinking the wrong animal.
The running of the bulls?
Nope. Another good guess.
Must be a dog race.
It's the dog race. It's the Iditarod.
Oh, the Iditarod.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Iditarod.
I'm sorry. I kept not thinking of
dog. Dog.
Was about medicine.
The Iditarod was about medicine? I think that might be a popular folktale.
Oh.
Yes. I'm afraid that... Well, let's have Dan go to Snopes and check out the urban legends before we go any further.
They lie.
It won't surprise you at all to try to guess the first country on planet Earth, 1976... that offered paid paternity leave as part of its federal government.
Sweden.
Sweden. Is a very good first guess in pretty much all cases. Yep, absolutely. Last but not least, in our father's questions, in the Charles Dickens novel A Christmas Carol, how many children did Bob Cratchit and his wife have together?
Too many.
Five?
Four.
Let's see.
Six.
I was going to say seven. Six.
I think.
Okay, I've got six here. Okay. I'm not sure that we're able to actually verbalize it because it says Martha, Belinda, Peter, unnamed son, unnamed daughter, and Tiny Tim.
They didn't have time to name them.
Well, apparently in republications, Professor Hill-Vasquez, help out. The unnamed son is called Matthew, and the unnamed daughter is called Miranda. So people are like, is this Star Wars Special Edition? They're like adding extra names.
Well,
and stuff?
Yeah, sure. In the movies, they must have.
Yeah, that's
that movie makes versions. Sense. They must have added.
So
unnamed son.
Unnamed son. That sounds like a Charlie Chan thing.
Pretty sad, actually, if you think about it. Right. Not sad. Unfortunately, it is time for us to say goodbye. We'll be back, Professor Hill-Vasquez.
Bye bye,
Professor Tubbs.
Goodbye,
Professor Chow.
See ya,
Professor Maggio.
Great to be back,
Professor Leslie Mayo.
Bye.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed to the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Today, Ask the Professor is produced and technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.